Blog Talk Radio.
Log on to
www.blogtalkradio.com / discipleship radio.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
You know that these and those, the pseudo-scholars and blackface, or anti-Ethiopian black pseudo-scholars, you know? And they say this and that, divine, thy divine heritage. And we say what Dennis, Prince of Reggae Brown, says right here in this tune right here for Wisdom Wednesday.
Salamta Betaseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio. Selam ta, Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Bye. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Because there is Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Revi'i, here for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth offering, here for this Shabbat is our Sabbath, thou now shall command. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 29, verse 1, for the Revi'i, the Revi'i, the fourth reading, fourth up offering here for this Shabbat Tetzaveh, Sabbath thou, male shall command, HaKohuna, the priesthood, the third item, the consecration of HaKohanim, the filling of the hailing 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 of the hailing. And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Revi'i, here for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth uprising, here for this Shabbat is our Sabbath thou, male, shall command. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 29, verse 1, for the Revi'i, the Revi'i, the fourth reading, fourth up offering here for this Shabbat, it's our Sabbath thou, male, shall command. HaKohuna, the priesthood, the third item, the consecration of HaKohanim, the filling of the hands, consecration, the filling of the hands of HaKohanim, of the priest, the offering. Wizeh Hadavara Ashara Ta Isalahem Lik Adeshotam Lik Kahen Li Lik Achapara Echada Dena Bagara We Elima Shinaima Titmi. And this is the thing, and this the thing that thou shalt do to them, to hallow them, to set them apart, to eilify them, to minister to me, to I in the priest's office. Take one young bullock and two rams without blemish. Wizeh Hadavar, and this is the thing. Wizeh Hadavar, and this, wizeh, and this. Hadavar, and this the thing. Asher ta'isel lahem, that thou shalt do lahem to them a lik adesh, to set them apart, lik adesh otam, to set them apart, lik kahen li, to minister to I in the priest's office, lik kahen li, lik achpar echada ben abakar, take one young bullock, Likach par echad ben bakar with elim ashnaim titmim and two rams with elim shnaim and two elim with elim ashnaim titmim without blemish and unleavened bread and cakes unleavened tempered with oil, and wafers unleavened, anointed with oil. Wheaten flour shalt thou make them, and thou shalt put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bullock, and the two rams, and Aharon, and Aaron, and his sons. Thou shalt bring to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou then shalt wash them with water. Petach, petach ohel ha-moed. The door of the tent of meeting. Ve'et ha-herona ve'et ha-banayo patri illa petach ohel ha-moed. With rachatata otam. And Aaron and his sons, thou the eye shall bring to the door, the petach, the door of the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, with rachatta otam, and wash them, bamayim, with water. The order for the Kohen Gadol, the order for the high priest, verse 5. And thou shalt take the garment and put upon Aaron the coat and the robe of the ephod and the ephod and the breastplate and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. And thou shalt put the mitre, the turban, upon Rosho, his ras, his head, his rosh, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then shalt thou take the anointing oil and pour upon Rosho, his rosh, his ras, his head, and anoint him. Willakachta etahabidadim, and thou shalt take the garment. Willakachta etahabidadim, where he labashta etaherona. And put and dress them upon Aaron. Etaha kutonet, the tunic. Where eta me'il ha ephod, and the robe of the ephod. Where etaha ephod, and the ephod. Where etaha choshen, and the choshen, the breastplate. Where afadta, lo'u. And gird him with afadita lau, and gird him be chesheva ha ephod, with the skillfully woven band of the ephod. Wisamta ha mitzvah nesetta al rosho, and thou shalt set the mitre, the turban, upon rosho, his rosh, his ras, his head. We samta ha mitzvah nesetta al rosho, we natata etan nezer ha kodesh al ha mitzvah nesetta, and put the holy crown. And put the holy crown with Natata Eta Nezer. Et Nezer, the Nezer, the Nezer, Nazar, the Nezer. With Natata Eta Nezer Ha Kadesh Allah Ha Nitzenefet. And put the holy crown upon the mitre, upon the turban. With Lakachta Eta Shemen Ha Mishacha. Then shalt thou take the anointing oil. With Lakachta. With lakachta, and I may take et shemen hamishcha, hamishcha, the oil of anointing, the shemen hamishcha, taking the anointing oil. With yasakta, the yasakta, and pour. With yasakta al rosho, and pour upon rosho. With yasakta al rosho, ua mashachta oto. And anoint him, u ma shachta oto, and christen, anoint, price him, anoint him. The order of HaKohanim, the order of the priests, verse 8. And thou shalt bring his sons, and put coats upon them, and thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aharon u banayo, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them. And the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. And thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons, and thou shalt fill the hands, and thou shalt fill the hands of Aaron and his sons. Ueta banayo atakri, where he labashtama kutonet, and thou shalt bring his sons and put the kutonet, put the tunics upon them. We hagarta otama avneka Aharon ubanayo, we havashta lahem niga baota we hayita lahem kahune le hukato olam ua mileta yad Aharon with Yad Banayo. And thou shalt gird them, and thou shalt gird them with girdles. With Chagarta Otam Avnate. Aaron and his sons, Aharon u Banayo. And bind head ties on them. With Chavashta, we chavashta lahem mi gabaot, and bind head ties on them. And they shall have the priesthood by a perpetual statute. We haita lahem, and it shall be for them, we haita lahem kahuna, the priesthood, lechukata olam, by a statute forever, lechukata olam, and thou shalt consecrate, fill their hands, u'mileta yad, and filling yad, and filling the hand of Aharon with yad banayo, and thou shalt fill the hand of Aharon and his sons. U mileta, yada herona, yada banayu, and filling the sun, consecrating, and filling the sun. The order for the sacrifices, verse 10. And thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the ohela moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the rosh, the head of the bullock, and thou shalt kill the bullock, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, by the petach, by the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt take of the blood of the bullock and put upon the horns of HaMizbeach, the altar, with thy finger, and pour all Hadam, the blood, beside the bottom of HaMizbeach, the altar. And thou shalt take all the fat that covereth the inward, and the caul, that is, above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that upon them, and bun upon HaMizbeach, and bun them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock and his skin, and his dung, shalt thou burn with fire without the camp. It is a chata'at, a sin offering. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aharon and Aaron, Ubanayo, and his sons shall put their hands upon the rosh, upon the head of the ram. And thou shalt slay the ram, and thou shalt take damo, his blood, and sprinkle round about upon HaMizbeach, upon the altar. And thou and the eyes shall cut the ram in pieces, and wash the inwards of him, and his legs, and put him to his pieces, and to rosho, and to his head. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach, the altar. It a burnt offering la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. It a sweet savor, an offering made by fire to Jehovah. Where he katarta et kol ha ayil ha mizbeach ola hu la Yahuwah reyach nichoach Ishe la Yahuwah hu. And thou shalt make the whole ram smoke upon the altar. Vehikatarta, according to smoke, etakolaha, ail ha nizabeyaha, olahu. It is a burnt offering. He is a burnt offering. Olahu, la Yahuwah. Olahu, la Yahuwah. Reyach nechocha. It is a sweet savor. Reyach, reyach, nichoach, reyach nichoach. Ishe, ishe, an offering. Ishe la Yahuwah, an offering, a fire offering. Ishe la Yahuwah, a fire offering, an offering made by fire to Jehovah. And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth of offering up, the Chamishi Aliyah, the fifth reading here for this Shabbat is our Sabbath. Thou, male, shall command. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 29, here at verse 19, Chavarim. Here at verse 19, Exodus 29 and 19, for the Chamishi, for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, fifth cup offering. Ve'lagachta eita ha'ayila ha'shem ve'samach Aharon ubanayo ve'eta yedehem al rosh ha'ayil. And thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head, upon the rosh, upon the head of the ram. Ve'lagachta eita ha'ayila ha'shem ve'samach Aharon ubanayo et yedehem al rosh ha'ayil. And thou shalt kill the ram and take of his blood and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aharon and upon the tip of the right ear of Benayo his sons and upon the thumb of their right hand and upon the great toe of their right foot and sprinkle Hadam, the blood, upon HaMizbeach, the altar, round about. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon HaMizbeach, the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aharon and upon his garments and upon Benayo his sons, and upon the garments of Benayo his sons with him. And he shall be hallowed, he shall be eilified, he shall be set apart, and his garments, O Benayo, and his sons' garments, he go with him. Also thou shalt take of the ram, the fat and the rump, and the fat that covers the inwards and the caul, the liver and the two kidneys and the fat that is upon them and the right shoulder. For it, a ram, it is a ram of consecration. Kiyayilla Nialuim Hu, it is a ram of filling, a ram of consecration. Ki Ail Nialuim Hu. And one loaf of bread, and one cake of oil bread, and one wafer out of the basket of the unleavened bread, that Lifnei Yehovah, that is before Jehovah. And thou shalt put all in the hands of Aharon, and in the hands of Benaiah, in the hands of his son, and shall wave them a wave offering, Lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah. With Samta Hakola Allah Tape Aharona Wa Allah Tape Banayo. With Heya Nafta Otam Te Nufa Lifnei Hoa. And thou shalt put the whole, the entirety, upon the hands of Aharon. With Samta Hakol Al Tape Aharon. And upon the hands of his sons, and shalt wave, and shall wave them for a wave offering before Jehovah, with henafta otam, the henafta otam, and shall wave them with henafta otam at nifa lifnei Yehovah, and thou shalt receive them of their hands, and burn upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor, Lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, it, an offering made by fire, a fire offering to Jehovah. Ve'lakachta otam miyadam, ve'hikat arta ha'mizbeyacha ala ha'ola, le'reyacha miyachocha Lifnei Yehovah, ishei. And thou shalt take them from their hands. And make them smoke. And make them smoke on the altar. And cause them to smoke on the mizbeach, on the altar. Allah ha Allah. Upon the burnt offering, and make them smoke on the altar upon the burnt offering. Wehi katarta ha mizbeach Allah ha Allah le reyach niyachocha, for it is a sweet savor. Le reyach niyachocha niyachocha niyachoch niyachoch le reyach niyachoch. For it is a sweet savor, Lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, Isha, 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 fire offering, Isha who, it is, he is a fire offering, Isha who, La Yehovah, before, for Jehovah, before Jehovah, it is a fire offering to Jehovah. Jehovah. Ishe hu la Yahuwah. La Yahuwah. La Yahuwah. Ha kohuna, the priest, the fourth item, the food of ha kohanim, the food of the priest, verse 26. And thou shalt take the breast of the ram of Aharon's consecration, filling, hands filling, and wave it for a wave offering, a tenufa, Lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, and it shall be thy part. And thou shalt sanctify, set apart the breast of the tenufa, the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, that is wave, and that is heave up of the ram of the consecration, even of that which is for Aharon, and of that that is for his son. And it shall be Aharon's, and it shall be Aaron and his sons by statutes forever from the Bnei Yisrael, from the children, the sons of Yisrael, for it an heave offering. And it shall be an heave offering from the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, of the sacrifice of their peace offering. even their heave offering, like to Jehovah. Jehovah. Well, like Achita, Eta, He, Chazot, Eta, Chazet. May I yield laha miluim asher le aharon with hey nafta oto tenufa lifne yehowa we haya leka le manna
manna manna manna
and thou shalt take the breast of Aaron's ram of consecration, Aaron's ram of filling, and wave it for a wave offering before Jehovah. We're like Achita Eta He Chaze. Eta He Chaze. The breast may Eil HaMiluim of the Eil HaMiluim, the ram of filling, the ram of consecration, Asher Le Aharon. With hey nafta oto and wave it tenufa wave offering lifne Yehovah before Jehovah with haya leka and for you it be le manna and it shall be thy manna thy portion with kidashta eta chaze ha tenufa we eta shok ha te ruma shera Hu naf wa asher hu rama meila ha miluima me asher leheron ua meya me asher lis banayo and thou shalt sanctify the breast of the wave offering its nufa and the thigh of the heave offering that is wave which is heaved up of the ram of the filling, the ram of the consecration, even of that which is Aharon and of that which is his sons. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons as they do forever from the Bnei Yisrael, from the sons of children of Yisrael. For it is a teruma, a heave offering, and it shall be a teruma, a heave offering from the Bnei Yisrael, from the sons of Yisrael, of their sacrifices, from their sacrifices, Nia Zivachaya Shalomehem. Of peace offerings, their peace offerings shall mayhem, even their heave offering to Jehovah, to Rumatam, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be his sons after him, to be anointed therein. And to be consecrated, to be filled in them. Uvigdeya hakadesha shara liahrona yuhu, livanayo achrayo, li mashacha lahem ula male vam, eta adam, and to fill their hands, to be consecrated in them, to fill their hands, and that son that is priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days when he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation tent of meeting to minister in the set apart. Shivata yamima yilavasham ha kohena tachetayowa ni banayo Ashera Yavowa Illa Wahela Moeda Lisharet Bakodesh to minister Lisharet Bakodesh in the Kodesh in the holy. And thou shalt take the ram of consecration, the filling, the consecration, and seize his flesh in the holy place. We'eta illaha miluima tikach Ua via shalta eta de saro de makoma kadosh. And thou shalt take the ram of the filling, the consecration, and see burn its flesh in the holy place. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that in the basket by the door, the petach of the ohel moed of the tent of meeting, tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall eat those things therewith, wherewith the atonement was made, to consecrate, to fill, and to sanctify, set apart them. But a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy, they are set apart. With akluo tam asher kufar kufar bahem le male eta yadam le kadei shotam with zar lo yokal ki odesh pain. And if aught of the flesh of the consecrations, the fillings, or of the bread remain to the boker, to the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire, ba'esh, and it shall not be eaten, because it is holy, because it is set apart. With sarafta eta ha notar ba'esh, the remainder, then thou shalt burn the remainder ba'esh in fire with sarafta, with sarafta eta ha notar ba'esh lo ye'akel ki kodesh hu, because he it is set apart, and if part of the flesh of the consecration or of the bread remain to the bulk of the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire, it shall not be eaten, because kodesh hu, it is set apart. And thus like this shalt thou do to Aharon and to his sons, according to all that I have commanded thee. 7 days shalt thou consecrate them, 7 days thou shalt fill them, and thou shalt offer every day bullock for a chatat, a sin, an ukri offering for atonement, and thou shalt cleanse hamizbeach, the altar, when thou hast made an atonement for it, and thou shalt anoint it and sanctify and set it apart. Ufara chatata taiseh la yom al ha kipuri with chiteta al ha mizbeach de kaperka alayo u ma shachita oto le adisho. And thou shalt do a purification upon the altar when thou makest atonement, when thou makest atonement for it, for thou shalt anoint it, ua mashachita oto, to sanctify it, le adisho. 7 days thou shalt make an atonement for hamizbeach, for the altar, and sanctify it and set it apart, and it shall be an altar most holy. Whatsoever toucheth the altar shall be holy. Whatsoever toucheth the altar shall be set apart. Shivata yamima te kavira ala hamizbeach. We kidashta oto. We haya hamizbeach kodesha kodashin. Kol ha nogea ba mizbeach. 7 days thou shalt make atonement for the altar and sanctify. Thus shall the altar be most holy. With Haya HaMizbeach Kodesha Kodashim, Holy of Holies, Kodesha Kodashim. Whatsoever touches the altar shall be holy. Kol HaNogea, Kol HaNogea Ba Mizbeach Mikdash. Thank you.
sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
On May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. 5 tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. 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 Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old, 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 all the days of
Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm 9 according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work, 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 to his work,
על ידותון מזמור לדוד. אך אל אלוהים דומיה נפשי, ממנו ישועתי. אך הוא צורי וישועתי, משגבי לא אמות רבה. עד אנה תהוטטו על איש, תרצחו כולכם כקיר נטוי, גדר הדחויה. אך מסתו יעשו להדיח, ירצו חזב, בפיו יברכו, ובקירו. בקרבם יקללו סלע. אך לאלוהים דומי נפשי, כי ממנו תקוותי. אך הוא צורי וישועתי, משגבי לא אמות. על אלוהים ישעי וכבודי, צור עוזי מחצי באלוהים. ביטחו בו בכל עת עם, שפחו לפניו לבבכם, אלוהים מחסה לנו סלע. אך הבל בני אדם, כזב בני איש, במוזניים לעלות, המה והבל יחד. אל תפתחו ועושק, וגזל אל תהבלו, חיל קיינו, אל תשיתו לב. אחת דיבר אלוהים, שתיים זו שמעתי, כי עוז לאלוהים, ולך אדוני חסד, כי אתה תשלם לאיש כמעשהו, 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 כמעשהו.
Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work, 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 to his work.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yes, Paulus.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on a boat, Jerusalem.
So this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of, do the work.
Yeah.
saying? So this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, saying? So this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of, do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you. I believe in God help those who help themselves. That means if something is going on, I must make a move to change it.
Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm is more Samek Beit. Samek Beit. Samek Beit. Psalm 62. Psalm 62 means more Samek Beit. Samek Beit. La menatzeach al yedutuna mizmora le Dawid. Hak el Elohim dumiyah nafshi mimen yeshuati. For the leader, for jedutun. A psalm of David. Wait, my soul, only for Elohim, only for God, for Yah. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm is more Samek Beit. Samek Beit. Samek Beit. Psalm 62. Psalm 62 means more Samek Beit. Samek Veit. Psalm LXII. La menatzeach al yedutuna mizmora le Dawid. Ak el Elohim dumiyah nafshi mimen yeshuati. For the leader, for Jedutun, a psalm of David. Wait, my soul, only for Elohim, only for God, for Yah, for Cha, Ak, El Elohim, Dumiyah, Nafshi. Wait, my soul, only for Elohim, Ak, El Elohim, Dumiyah, Nafshi. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says in Isaiah, Ishayahu, Isaias, Isaiah 26:4. Wait ye, wait y'all, upon the Lord forever. Bitochu b'Yahuwah Ede'ad. Trust ye, trust y'all, by Yahuwah, in Jehovah, and he who be, we be, by Yahuwah, forever, ede'ad, be the who, by Yahuwah, ede'ad, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he said, know ye, know y'all, upon whom you wait, know ye, know y'all, upon whom you wait, upon him who created two worlds, with the two letters of his name, with Y and H, with Yod and Hey, he formed worlds, this world as well as the world to come, as well as the Olam Haba. And here, a little extra midrash note here on Mizmor Samek Beit, Samek Veit, Psalm 62. Opening words, La Menatzeach Al Yedutun,
all of you do tune na mizmor le dawi la menatseyach. All you do tune mizmor le dawi for the leader, for the chief musician, for the menatseyach, the overcomer, for Yedutun, for Jedutun, a psalm, Mizmor Ledawi, of David. Hear, 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 in the Midrash translation, wait, my soul, only for God, for Yah, for Jah. Hear the translation from the Hebrew is, wait, my soul, only for Elohim, for Yah, Dumiyah, Dumiyah. Now, the KJV, King James Version, here to the chief musician, to Jedutun, a psalm of David, of David. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. But the first part of the first verse in the KJV is the bait verse. Only for God doth my soul wait in stillness. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, the Mezmure Dawit, the Hebrew Mezmure Dawit, the Psalter, only for Elohim doth my soul, nafshi, she, wait in stillness. Now the JV, the Yehudi version, says only for God doth my soul wait in stillness. As we have here, here, here in the Sefer Tehillim, KJV once again says, truly, my soul waiteth upon God. Ak il Elohim dumiya nafshi. So the word, the key word is dumiya, dumiya, dumiya. And that's the H1747 that, interestingly enough, from I study right here, we find four times, and this is not in the Midrash notes. We're going to share the Midrash note right here on today's Daily Psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit. However, we find four places in four other psalms that we have Dumiya, Dumiya, the H1747. In what four psalms? We have Psalm 22 and 2. We have Psalm 39 and 2. We have Psalm 62 and 1. And we have Psalm 65, verse 1. That's according to the KJV. So one verse over, no doubt, in the Hebrew manuscripts, in the Masoretic manuscripts. But here, 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 Psalm 62 and 1. The first verse that combines both the two verses Hebraically, the superscription, the Laminat Seyah, and here the first verse, or the proper verse, the opening verse, only, Ak, Ak, only. Ak has a sense of truly, for sure. Ak has a sense of truly, for sure, no doubt. Ak, Ak, El Elohim Dumiya Nafshi. So apparently this comment here on the word dumiya, dumiya, dumi and ya, stillness, stillness. This word is often brought out in translation as stillness. Here, here, here we have dumiya, silence, still, repose, still waiting, right? It's a noun, feminine, dumiya, right? Stillness, adverbially, silently. Silently, I think it's in the first psalm or so where it's translated as silent, silently, abstractly, quiet, trust, silence, silent, wait. So in the first verse that we have of the four verses in Hebrew where this word occurs as dumiya, which may be translated as wait, wait, right, for Yah, wait for Jah, wait for Yah, as we have here in the Midrash. Wait, my soul, only for Elohim, for Yah, the Yod and the He. These two Hebrew letters of the Hashem, the Yod, the Yud, the Yod and the He. So here, apparently, in this comment, the word Dumiya, stillness, is broken up into two words and read as wait for Yah. Wait for Yah. Interpretively, wait for Jah. Wait for Yah. Wait for Elohim. Wait for God. And is also read, this is read in the special meaning to be developed in the passage here from the Midrash on the Sefer Tehillim in today's Daily Psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit, in the ancient pointing, Samech Beit, modern Hebrew, Samech Beit, the 62nd Psalm LX. Just for example, this word Dumiya, Psalm 22 and 2 says, oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent, and am not silent. So the word silent here. Now, it's interesting because we have the soul, we have the nefesh, we have she, we have this word Dumiya. Right, the H-1747, according to the Strong's Concordance, the Strong's word, H-1747. Now, here in the script, we have Elohai Ekra Yomam, with Lo Ta'ine, with Laila, with Lo Dumiya Li, with Lo Dumiya, Dumiya, Dumiya Li. So here we have this somewhat cryptic Dumiya. Is Dumiya just silence in the feminine sense, or is it wait? Is it wait for Yah? Is it wait for Jah? Wait for he who be, Yah, meaning he who be, he who he becomes, he who is being. Oh my God, El Hai, I cry in the daytime, but thou, but the I, hearest not. Elohai ekra yomam with lo ta'inne, but thou hearest lo ta'inne, right? Velo ta'inne, velo ta'inne, velo ta'inne means the I does not anna, anna does not answer, ta'inne, the I does not answer. Elohai ekra yomam, I call out to the I by name, Elohai, highly I, my true good, my true God, my power, my source, Elohai, highly I, my Elohim, Elohai, ekra, yomam, ekra, ikara, ekra, I call out, means to call out, right, to recite, but to call out by name, Elohai, ekra, yomam, yomam, yom, yom, a day, yomam, days, so daily, daily I'm calling out to the eye, with lo ta'inne, but the eye does not answer. With laila and night, and at night, with lo dumiya li, and no dumiya, no waiting for Jah for me, no waiting for Yah for me, with lo dumiya li, with lo dumiya li, with lo dumiya li, dumiya li. The Lord do me Ali, and no waiting for Jah for me, I have no rest. So some translators translate this part of the phrase right here as, but I have no rest. With Lord do me Ali. Others in the KJV sense, and am not silent. But now it's important to note, or there is no silence to me. There's no silence to me. But if we look at the Hebrew, Hebraically, this is why this is a very important note here in the Midrash, in the study, right, in the seeking of he who be, who he be. Here we have with lo dumiya, and no waiting, no silence for Yah, right, for me, for my soul, for nefesh, right, for nefesh, for my psyche, right, for my psyche, for my soul, right. So here, here, here. That is the first place that we have of the four places. So it's not as though this is a common kind of word that we have many places, but it's exclusively in the Psalms. And we have Psalm 39 and 2. I was dumb with silence. So here, Dumiya bringing out the sense of silence. I was dumb waiting for Yah. I was dumb waiting for Yah. What does dumb mean? Right? Dumb. I was tongue-tied. I was without speech. Right? I was bound with the word. We have the word alam. Alam. So here, going to the Hebrew right here, let's bring this out in the Hebrew. We have the verse in KJV. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred, and my sorrow was stirred. Ne elamti, ne elamti, alam, alam, alam. I'm dumb. I don't speak. I'm bound in a sense, bound from speaking. Ne elamti, dumia, he he sheti mito, uka eri ne ekar. I was mute with silence, or I being bound, waiting for Jah. Ne lam ti dumiya he chesheti. I held my peace. He chesheti, he chesheti. Just breaking down these words here from chasha. Chasha is to be silent, to be quiet, to be still, to be inactive. Chasha, actually, a primitive Hebrew root, comes down to even the modern English to hush. Chasha, 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 to hush, or keep quiet, to hold one's peace, so to speak, to keep silence, to be silent. So what we have here, there's two words in the same arefta neger, in the same sentence. Ne lamti adumiya hecheshti mito, and I hush mito, mito from tawa, from good mito, and I hush hecheshti mito ukairia ne ekar, from good my sorrow ukaebi ukaebi. So we have kaev. Kaev, kaev, kaev. Kaev is pain, usually mental or physical pain in the sense of sorrow. The suffering in the physical physical or the mental. Adversity, grief, pain, sorrow from kaav, 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 kaav. Right? From kaav, kaav, to be in pain, to be sore. Right, to feel pain, by implication to grieve, to spoil, grieving, marred, pain, to make sad, so sorrowful, sore. So we have that basic idea right there. So he says, ukaevi, ukaevi, ukaevi in modern Hebrew, or ukaevi, ne'ekar, 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 akar, akar, akar is to trouble, to stir up. Right, to disturb, right? Like when properly is in a sense when water, if you're boiling water and the water is rolling, rolling, roiling, royal, R-O-I-L, like the royal water, right? It's disturbed, like water is percolating, percolating like a kettle, right? Disturbed, afflicted, troubled, stir up. Ukaevi, and my mental and physical pain, ukaevi ne'ekar, ukaevi ne'ekar, and my physical pain was stirred up, or as KJV says, and my sorrow was stirred, was troubled, was boiling, it's like boiling, right, it's coming to the boiling point, ne'ekar, ukaevi ne'ekar, but the first part, ne'elamti dumiya, he chesheti mito, which the translator translates as I was dumb, I was bound, waiting for Jah. I was bound waiting for Jah. I held my peace. I hushed mito. I hushed from good ukaevi ne'ekar, and my sorrow, My pain, my mental and psychological and physical pain was boiling up. It was coming to the boiling point. This is bringing out that Hebrew, that Hebrew sense. I read one translation that said, I was stone silent. I held back the urge to speak. My frustration grew. in a sense, it does bring out one of the interpretive senses of the Hebrew, but it's always good to kind of get a look, right, take a look in the book for ourselves. So here will be the third place in the Mezmur Dawit, right, in the Mizmor, in the Psalms of David, the Psalms, to the third place that we have it in today's Psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit, in Psalm 62. Ach El Elohim Dumiya Nafshi, which can be translated either or as truly my soul waiteth upon God, upon Elohim, or only for God doth my soul wait in stillness, or the more Hebraic sense of it, wait my soul only for Elohim, the true good, the true God, for Yah, for Jah, for he who be, he who becomes, he who is being. Ach El Elohim Dumiya Nafshi. And finally, we have another psalm that's a companion in the theme of today's psalm, is the 65th psalm. So we can go to the 65th psalm, to the first verse of the 65th psalm, to the chief musician, a psalm and song of David. Praise waiteth for thee, waiteth, Dumiya, waiteth for the eye, O God, in Zion. And to thee the eye shall the vow be performed. So here, here, here. Lam natsayach mizmor ledawi shir. Lika dumiya. Tehila Elohim b'tzion. Ulika yishulam neder. Ulika yishulam neder. And to the eye the vow is perform, the vow is paid, the vow is made peace. Yishalam, yishalam, yishalam. But the first part of the sentence, the Beit verse here in the Hebrew, Lecha dumiya tehila Elohim b'tziona. Praise, lecha, lecha, to the I male, lecha, lecha, dumiya, wait for he who be, who he be. To the I, wait. And she, my soul is waiting, the soul is waiting for he who be who he be who he be. Tehila, 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 praise, the Elilta, praise, Elohim, to good to God, Bitzion, Bitzion. Now this often is brought out in the Hebrew, right, to be compared with the today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit, the 62nd psalm. Only for God, Elohim, doth my soul wait in stillness. Now the analogy and the probable, one of the probable reasonings and meanings is that praise, like prayer, tehillah, tehillah, like tehillah, like tehillah, tehillah, prayer, tehillah, praise. Praise like prayer is often truest when in deep and still devotion it waits, or she, speaking psychically of the soul, she waits in the presence of perception, right, to perceive he who be, to perceive what it is, right, the presence of Elohim, the true good, the true God. The concourse of people in Ha-Hekal, in the temple, looks forward in reverential silence for the service, the Abodah, right, of thanksgiving, of the Torah to begin. So this is one sense that this is brought out, and this is the final place within the Hebrew scriptures that we have the word Dumiya. But now Dumiya, the H-1747 is from the H-1820, Dhamma. The root is Dhamma, Dhamma. So this makes it logical and likely that the Yah there has to do as we have in the Midrash for Yah, the wait, wait, do me, Dhamma, do me, which is the root. Dhamma is to cease, to cause, to cease, to cut off, to destroy, to perish, cease. And having a sense of gloomy, right, silence, it is speaking of the psychical silence of the nephesh, of the psyche, of the soul, of she, right, cut off all that psychic chatter, right? To be dumb or silent, right? Hence, the sense is to fail or to perish. Perish continual chatting. So, right, speaking to she, speaking to the bridegroom, right? The bride, right? You have the bride and the groom, right? She's speaking, right? Now she has to cut off that chatter, right? The center is destroyed. Dhamma, Dhamma, to cease, to cut it down, cut it off, to destroy it, to be brought to silence, to be undone utterly. Like when somebody says, I'm done, I'm done, I'm done, I'm done. It's like that's the sense when somebody says, or a woman would say, I'm done. The soul has to be brought to that point, right? Has to be brought to that point in faithfulness, right? It says obedience is that true, the truest worship, right? To be cut off right there. That's why the idea even brought out by the translators only for Elohim, right? To source, doth my soul, now she, does she wait in silence? Does she do me ya? Do me ya nafshi. So here we have even a sense of a command. Do me, do me, do me. Wait, wait. Saying to the soul for her to wait. Like cut off the chatter for he who be. It be what it be. It is what it is. Nafshi. Cut it off. Cut it off. And the next part of the verse is mimenu yeshuati. Mimenu, mimenu yeshuati. From him, from he who be, who he be, come yeshuati. Come yeshuati, my Yeshua, my salvation. So the soul's salvation, right? Yeshua, yeshuati, comes from him. So thus, wait, wait in silence. Now here, this brings us here to the second area of commentary on today's daily psalm in the opening, right? The mystic Hebrew, right? The Hebrew HD right here, with Yod and He, with Yod and He, or the Hebrew Y and the Hebrew H, Yod, Yud, Yad, and He, he formed worlds. This here, literally, for the Lord is God, an everlasting rock, an everlasting rock. For the Lord is God, an everlasting rock. Bring me on that part. That's the second note right here. And this is based on Yeshaya, based on the passage in Isaiah, as we open up with Isaiah chapter 26 and 4. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 26 and 4, where the translator here says, wait ye upon the Lord, upon Jehovah forever. We find that here in 26 and 4, it has one form of it is trust ye. Bitachu by Yahuwah, the day on. The second part of the verse is ki for beyah Yahuwah sora olamin. Here the Hebrew says ki for beyah beyah in Jah, in he who be Yahuwah, in he who be. He who be, who he be, and he who be, who he be, Sor, Sor, rock, Sor, Olamin. The Sor, Olamin is the eternal rock, the everlasting rock. So this phrase here from Yeshaya, from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, the bait part, the B part, the second part of the verse, where it has the Lord is God. In the Hebrew it says, ki, for, the Yah, Yahuwah, B'yah, in Jah, Jehovah. And they were to translate this the way it is here in the Hebrew, ki, B'yah, Yahuwah, Sor Olamin, for in Jah, Jehovah, rock of ages is another form of it. In fact, let's just look at the KJV because we're looking in Hebraically here, and it'd be good to compare with the King James Version. Now here in the KJV, King James Version, this is in chapter 26, the worship and testimony of restored and converted Israel. This is in the section of Isaiah, the worship and testimony of restored and converted Israel. So here the KJV says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah. This is one of the few places they have Jehovah, within the KJV, Yahuwah, 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 Jehovah is everlasting strength. We have this translated as everlasting strength. Everlasting strength, right? And here, the rock of ages. Here's the Hebrew sense of the rock of ages. Because as we was translating this right here, we're like, Sur Olamim, Sur rock, Olamim, Olamim will be like a world. He is the rock of worlds, i.e., he is the rock of ages. So here in the marginal note, in the Schofield Study Bible, it says, Hebrew rock of ages. And then it points us to Deuteronomy, to Devarim, Deuteronomy 32 and 4. So let's go to Deuteronomy 32 and 4 right here. Right? Thoroughly seeking he who be who he be. Right? Darash, Doresh, the study 32 and 4. 32 and 4 right here. Here we go right here. It says, he is the rock, his work perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. And also what's of interest, that in the season of tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, in the season and the Torah portion, in that season, Ha'azinu, the connection right here, again, and according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, these Psalms, how they reflect on the central truth. So here it says, we're in the Ha'azinu chapter, the Non Gimel, Non Gamel, 53rd, Parsha, here in the Lamed Beit, right, chapter 32. And we have the translations, the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and right is he. Here the Hebrew, Hatsor, Hatsor, the rock, Hatsor, Hatsor, the rock, Hatsor Tamim, Fa'olo, Pa'olo, his work, Pa'olo, Tamim, Tamim, Pa'olo, his work is Tamim, it's Tamim, nothing more, nothing less, it's right and accurate, Hatsor, Tamim, Pa'olo, Ki Kola, Derakayo, Ki Kola, Derakayo, Mishpat, for all his ways are justice, Ki for Kola Derakayo Mishpat, Mishpat, our judgment, Mishpat, judgment. El Emuna, El Emuna, El Emuna, Ve'ein Awel, Ve'ein Awel, Ve'ein Awel, Ve'ein Awel, Ve'ein, Ve'ein, Ve'ein Awel, Ve'ein Awel, Ve'ein Awel. And without iniquity, without twistedness, a tzaddik, just tzaddik, right? We have tzaddik, right? Just and right is he. We yashar hu, and just and righteous who is he? We yashar hu. Adik Wiyashar Hu, just and right is he. So here is the connection here with the note that we have with Yod and Hey. He formed the world. This world as well as the Olam Haba. This world as well as the world to come. And this is based on the Midrash study, right? The study from the ancient scholars of Torah, and here in the Psalms, trust ye in Jehovah forever, for the translator says Jehovah is God, an everlasting rock. Here we have Bitachu Vayahua Ede Ada Kia Baya Yahuwah Sora Olamim, for in Yahuwah Sor Rock Olamim, rock of strength, right? Strength, right? Everlasting rock, rock of ages, Sur Olamim, rock of ages, rock of worlds, Olamim, Olamim of the worlds. Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, he's the rock, the Sur Olamim. Ribon Shel Olamim. This world was created with the letter He, the Hebrew letter He. This world was created with the letter, the Hebrew letter He, the H, the Hebrew letter He. For in the verse from Bereshit, Genesis, Genesis 2 and 4 that reads, these are the generations of the heaven and of the earth when they were created. Hear, hear, hear to the first book. So the last book of Torah, Devarim, and then here to Bereshit, Genesis, the Beit. The Beit chapter, chapter 2, verse 4. In the Hebrew, we have this. Eile toldot hashamayim v'ha'aretz b'hibaram, b'hibaram, b'hibaram. So here they have, next to created, b'hibaram, B-H-B-R apostrophe M. Pointed here as B-H-I-B-A-R-A-M. Now, if you look at the Hebrew, you notice that the H after the Beit is half the size, so less than half the size. B-H-I-B-A-R-A-M. B-H-I-B-A-R-A-M. In the day that he, B-Yom Sota Yahweh Elohim Eretza Wishamayim. Now, B-H-I-B-A-R-A-M. Behibaram is not to be read as when they were created, but with hey, with hey created he them. So when we read the verse, not just as when they were created, behibaram, but as behibaram, behi, behey, hey, baram, with hey created he them. And the Olam, the world, Haba, to come, was created with the letter Yod, with the letter Yad, with the Y, the letter Yod, Yad. Hence we have it with H, and with Y and H he formed the world. So once again, the reading from Yeshaya, Isaiah, Esaias chapter 26, verse 4, the second part of the verse. For the Lord is God, or in the KJV, King James Version reads it like this, the second part of verse 4, Isaiah 26, verse 4. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For in the Lord Jehovah is, Hebraically, the rock of ages. We have here, 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 the Hebrew, Ki B'yah Yahuwah Tzur Olamim. Ki for B'yah B'yod Hey B'yah Ki B'yod Hey Yahuwah Tzur Olamim. With Yod and Hey he formed the world. B'yod-hei. Ki b'yod-hei. Yahuwah tzur olamim. Or ki b'yah. Yahuwah tzur olamim. With Yod and Hey, with Y and H, he formed the world. And why was this world created with the letter He? Why was this world created with the Hebrew letter He? To tell you that in the same way as a man utters the sound of He, 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 the Hebrew, hey, letting it slip from his lips without movement of the lips. Hey, hey, hey may be said, letting it slip from his mouth, without movement of the lips. So what does this tell us? In the same way as a man utters the sound of hey, the Hebrew sound of hey, hey, letting it slip from his mouth without movement of the lips and without pressure of the tongue. So Elohim created the world without any drudgery and without any labor. Even here, as is said in Psalm 33, verse 6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Bidavar Yahuwah Shamayim Na'esu, by the word of Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, we be. Bidavar Yahuwah, Bidavar Yahuwah, Shamayim Na'esu, by the word, the Devar, be Devar, by the Devar, the word, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, Shamayim, the heavens, Na'esu, were made. The verse in Isaiah, in Isaiah 26 and 5 that reads, for he hath brought down them that dwell on high. For he hath brought down them that dwell on high. Ki heshach yoshvei marom. For he hath brought down them that dwell on high. Ki heshach yoshvei marom. And the verse, the foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor. In Isaiah 26, the next verse, verse 6. Ki remasena rager. The foot shall tread it down. Ragle oni pa'eme dalim. Even the feet of the poor and the steps. Pa'eme dalim. The dalim. And the steps of the needy. Tia remesena. Tia remesena. Ragel, the foot shall tread it down. Tia remesena ragel, ragle ani, even the feet of the poor. Pa'eme dalim, and the steps of the needy. And also the verse from Micah chapter 4 verse 13, where it reads, arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. Umi wadoshi bat Zion. Arise and thresh. Here in Micah chapter 4, here at verse 13. Umi wadoshi bat Zion. Arise and thresh. Umi wadoshi. Ancient Hebrew pointing. Umi wadoshi bat Zion. O daughter. Bat Zion. Bat Zion. Daughter of Zion. Umi wadoshi bat Zion. Arise and thresh. Umi, rise up, speaking to she. Wadoshi, and thresh. Bat Zion, O daughter Zion. This implies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, spoke thus, like this, to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Israel, to the Israelites, quote, I shall redeem you, but not before you have known trouble. I shall redeem you, but not before you have known trouble. And by what means shall I make you know trouble? With Jedutun, with Yedutun, with Jedutun. That is, with the judgments and trials thou wilt impose upon I and I. Hence, hear, 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 in today's daily psalm, hear, 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 it is said. Al Yedutun, with Jedutun. Truly, truly my soul waiteth upon Elohim. From him cometh my salvation. From him cometh my salvation. Ak il Elohim, dumiya nafshi, mimenu yeshuati. Simile, scripture says in 2 Chronicles 20 and 12, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee, the eye. Neither know we, no I and I, what to do, but our eyes are upon the eye. 2 Chronicles 20 and 12. He only is my rock and my salvation. Here. In the Gimel, the Gamel, Hebraically speaking, the third verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit. Akhu Suri Wi Yeshuati. He only is my rock. Ak, who? For sure. Ak, surely. Ak, who? Surely he. Suri, my rock. Suri. We Yeshuati. And my Yeshua, we Yeshuati. Ak, who? Suri, we Yeshuati. What does rock mean? Sur. Rock, suri, my rock. Sur means duress. Elohim put I under duress in this olam, in this world. And because of the duress he puts I under, he will save I. Therefore the verse, it concludes, he is my defense, I shall not be moved into the great place. He is my defense. I shall not be moved into the great place. Misagabi lo emota reba. My high tower. Elsewhere this is read as my high tower. I shall not be greatly moved. Or as he is my defense, Misgabi, he is my defense, Misgabi, he is my defense. I shall not be moved into the great place. Lo emot reba, greatly, great place. Lo emot reba. The great place. What is the great place? The great place being a name for Gehinna, Hebrew hell, fireplace, Gehinna. The place into which Harasha, the ratchet, and the Rishaim, the ratchet ones, they fall and stay. The place into that the wicked, the ratchet, fall and stay. So too in the verses from Euel, from Joel chapter 4, verse 13, the B part to verse 14, that reads, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. The vats overflow, for their wickedness, their ratchetness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Hey Shikua, Hayekari, Kiraba Ra'atam. Himonim, Himonim, Be'emeka He Harut. For the wine press is full, the vats overflow. For the vine press, for the vine press, Ki Mala Gat, for the vine press is full, the vats overflow. Hey Shiku, Haya Yikarim, for their wickedness, their ratchetness, great, for great, their ratchetness, their wickedness, Ki Rebah Ra'atam, Ra'atam, their ratchetness, Rabba, Rabba, Ki Rabba, Ra'atam, Himonim, Himonim, multitudes, Himonim, multitudes, Himonim, Be'aymeka, He Harut, in the valley, Aymek, He Harut, of decision, Be'aymeka, He Harut. What can valley of decision mean? What can Aymek He Harut mean except that if a man fall into this valley, into this Emek, the judgment upon him is decided forever, forever. But in the hour of judgment, according to Joel, Yuel, right, and today's daily psalm, I shall not be moved into the great place. Lo emota rabba, lo emota rabba, I shall not be moved into the great place. For though Joel 6, 4 and 16 says, the Lord shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Yerushalayim and utter his voice from Jerusalem. Hear, 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 Yuel, Joel 4 and 16. Yahuwah, why Yahuwah, Miyazion, Yishag, Yishag, Yishag shall roar. And Jehovah, why Yahuwah, Mitzion from Zion, Yishag, Yishag shall roar. Umi Yerushalayim yitein kolo, and utter his voice, his vocal, and utter his voice from Jerusalem. Umi Yerushalayim yitein kolo, and give, yitein kolo, and give his voice. Umi Yerushalayim, Umi Yerushalayim, from Jerusalem. Why Yehovah mi Siona Yishag. Ua mi Yerushalayim yitein kolo. At the same time, the Lord will be a refuge to his people, Amo, and the strength of the children of Yisrael, of the children of Israel, with Ra'ishu Shamayim Wa'aret, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But Jehovah, and Jehovah, why Yehovah, and he who be, who he be, will be a refuge to his people. Why Yehovah, Machiseh Le'amo, and a stronghold, Uma Oz, Uma Oz, Alivnei Yisrael, and a stronghold to the sons of Israel. U'ma'oz, livnei Yisrael. Hear, so too the sons of Korah, they said, even in Psalm 46, verses 7 to 8, they said, nations were in tumult, kingdoms, governments were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted, the Lord of hosts is with us, is with I and I, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Hamu goyi matu mama lakota natana bekolo tamug aret Yahuwah Tzevaota imanu misagav lanu Elohe Yaakov Selah. Nations were in tumult. Hamu goyi, the nations, the Gentiles, international community, Hamu, were in tumult. Hamu goyi, matu mamlakot, kingdoms, mamlakot, matu, Hamu goyi, matu mamlakot. Natana bikolo tamuga aret, nations were in tumult, hamugoi. Matu, mamlakot, matu, mamlakot, and kingdoms and governments, mamlakot, they were moved. Natan, he gave bikolo, he uttered his voice, he gave in voice, in vocal. Natana bikolo, tamuga aret, the earth, she moved. Tamug aret, the earth, she moved. Yahuwah Tzevaota, Imanu, Jehovah of hosts of armies, Imanu. Imanu is with us, Imanu, Emmanuel, Yahweh Tzevaot, Imanu is with I. Misgav lanu, he's a high tower, refuge, a defense for I. Misgav lanu, Elohe Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, Elohe Yaakov.
Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work, 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 to his work.
So this is what kind of cars I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of, do the work.
Mizmor Samek Beit, La Menat Eyach, Al Yidutun, Mizmor Ledao. Ak, Ilelohim, Dumiya Nafshi, Mimenu Yishuati, Akhu Suri, Wishuati, Miskabi, Lo Emota Reba. Adana, Tehotu Al Ish, Te Ratchu Kulkem. Kukir natui kadira hadachuya ak miseto ya itsua le hadiach yirtsu kaza besio yevareku uva kirbama yikalo ak lelohi dumi nafshi kimi menu atikawat Akhu suri wishuati misakabi lo emot Ala Elohim yishu'i ukabodiya Sura uziya machisi belohim Bitohu bawa bekol ait ama Sifkua lefanayo levavikem Elohim machiseh lanu Aka hevela bnei adam kazava bnei isha be'mozanayima la'esota hema mehevel yachad ala tivat chua be'osheka uva gazela ala tehevalua chayil kia yanuba ala tashito leba אחת דיבר אלוהים השתיים זו שמעתי כי עוז לאלוהים ולכאדוני החסד כי אתה תשלם לאיש כמעשהו
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another 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 stammering lips.
מזמור סמך בית למנצח על ידותון, מזמור לדוד. אך אל אלוהים דומיה נפשי, ממנו ישועתי. אך הוא צורי וישועתי, משגבי לא אמות רבה. עד אנה תהוטטו על איש, תרצחו כולכם כקיר נטוי, גדר הדחויה. אך מסתו יעצו להדיח, ירצו חזב, בפיו יברכו, ובקרבם יקללו סלע. אך לאלוהים דום מנפשי, כי ממנו תקוותי. אך הוא צורי וישועתי, משגבי לא אמות. על אלוהים ישעי וכבודי, צור עוזי מחצי באלוהים. ביטחו בו בכל עת עם, שפחו לפניו לבבכם, אלוהים מחסה לנו סלע. אך הבל בני אדם, כזב בני איש במוזניים לעלות, המה מהבל יחד. אל תפתחו ועושק, וגזל אל תהבלו, חיל כי ינוב, אל תשיתו לב. אחת דיבר אלוהים, שתיים זו שמעתי, כי עוז לאלוהים. ולך אדוני חסד, כי אתה תשלם לאיש כמעשהו.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Same. So this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work.
Be the who, vo, the caller, eight arm. Trust in him at all times. Be to who, bo, in him, bawu, be called, eight, arm, at all times, at all times. Trust in him at all times. Be to who, bawu, be called, eight, ancient Hebrew. Be to who, bawu, be called, eight. Modern Hebrew, be to who of all of the call age. Trust in him at all times. Here, here, here. Mizmor Samech Bates. Psalm 62. Here he regularly at the 8th verse, at the 9th. Here at the 9th verse. Rav Chiya Barabba of Joppa said, a man's breathing in out shows that his spirit is striving to escape from him. And how is it made to remain in his body? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, fills the whole earth with his glory. And when the spirit, close to escaping, sees its maker, it turns back. And where was this thought plainly expressed? Among the men of the great synagogue who expressed it plainly in their comment on the verses from Nehemiah of Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 6 that reads, Thou art the Lord
even thou alone, all one. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, the earth and all things that are thereon, the seas and all that is in them. And thou preservest them all. Whence, from where do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, fills the whole space of HaOlamim, of the universe, because He said in Yirmeyah, in Ermias, in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 24, do not I fill heaven and earth? Rav Nachmani said in the name of Rav Lewi Levi, they who brought the first fruits used to sing the song, according to Psalm 150 verse 6, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise Jah. Praise ye Yah. Hear. Psalm 150 here at the Wow, the Vav verse. Call Hanishama Tihalel Yah. Call all Hanishama that have the Nishama, that have breath. Call Hanishama Tihalel. Tihalel, to praise, to give a lilta, to praise, Tihalel, Yah, to praise, Yah, to praise, Yod Hey, to praise He who be, hallelujah. What is meant by the words, let make everything that hath breath praise, Yah, praise, Jah, make everything that hath breath praise, Jah, call HaNishama, Tihalel Yah, that as long as the breath goes in and out of man's body, we are bound, I and I are bound to sing hallelujah, hallelujah to Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, for He does wonders for us, wonders for I and I. Hence, here, David said, since Elohim works so many miracles for us, I all the time, at all I was, take care not to be diverted from Him for one instant. Thus here, in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit, the 62nd psalm, here he brings with the 9th verse, trust in Him at all times, ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us, for I and I, forever. Bitachu ba'u abekol la'aita'am. Shifku lefanayo le'vavekem. Elohim machiseh lanu. Selah. Trust in Jah, trust in Him, and He who be trust in Him at all times. Bitachu ba'u in Him. Bitachu ba'u v'kol ait at all times. V'kol ait. Arm ye people, arm. Shifku lifanayo lebabekem. Pour out your heart. Shifku lefanayo lebabekem. Your hearts. Shifku lefanayo lebabekem. Elohim machiseh lan selah. Elohim is a refuge for us, Selah, forever. Aye. Also to the eye, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou for the eye renderest
to every man according to his walk, according to his work. Ulecha Adonai Chesed, and also to the Yai Adonai Adonai Chesed, Chesed, mercy, loving kindness. Also to the I Adonai belongeth mercy. Ulecha Adonai Chesed, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Ki ata tishalem leish ke ma'esehu, thou renderest, thou payest. Tishalem, makest peace. Tishalem, renderest. Shalem, ki ata tishalem leish, to every ish, to every man. Tishalem leish ke ma'esehu, according to his work. Ke ma'esehu, ki ata tishalem leish, leish, ke ma'esehu, according to his walk. What is meant by the word also to the I Adonai belongeth mercy? What is meant by Ulecha Adonai Chesed? Rav Yehuda, Judah, and Rav Nehemiah, they differ. Rav Yehuda maintained that good works are not barren, but bear fruit. As is said even in Yeshayahu and Isaiah, Isaiah 3 and 10, it reads, "Say ye, say y'all of the righteous, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Say ye, say y'all of the righteous, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings." Imru adik kiyat ov, kiyafri ma'alalehem yokelu. Say ye, say y'all, imru, imru, say y'all, adik, of the tzaddik, of the righteous, imru tzaddik, keep o, that it shall be well with him. Keep o, for o, good, keep o, kifri, for fruit, ma alelehem, yokel, yokelu, for they shall eat, yokelu, yokelu, they shall eat of their doings, of their toil. Ma'alehem, ma'alehem, kiyafriya ma'alehem ma'yokelu, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Chet, ha'chet, chatiyat, sin, akari, however, is barren. For it is said, also to the I Adonai, Adonai belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Ulecha Adonai Chesed, ki ata tishalem leish ke ma'esehu. Consider a man with 10 good works, and with 10 sins. Consider that. Consider a man with 10 good works and with 10 sins, 10 akaris. Do the good works and the sins cancel one another out? In the sense to say that thus, like this, he would receive neither reward or punishment. The sense of the question here, to consider a man with 10 good works and with 10 sins, 10 akaris, do the good works and the sins, the akaris, cancel one another out, that he would receive neither reward nor punishment? The answer, no, nah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, permits no such thing. The Holy One, blessed be He, permits no such thing. He first makes a man pay for his iniquities, and only afterwards gives him his reward for his good works. Our masters taught that Elohim pays him a reward for his good works, but does not deal strictly with him for his sins, for his ukeries he has accumulated. That is, Ha'er, the true good, the true God, does not minutely examine Ha'er, the Ha'tiyah, the sin, the ukeries, in order to punish him exactly as much as he sinned or he fucked up. For it is said even in Ezra 9:13, Thou, our God, our true good Eloheinu, has punished I and I less than our iniquities deserve. Thou, Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, has punished I and I less than our iniquities I and I iniquities deserve. Here also the verse says literally, Thou renderest to every man somewhat like his work. Tiata tishalein le'ish k'ma'usehu. Thou renderest to every man. Tiata tishalein le'ish, to every ish, somewhat k'ma'usehu. Like his work, ma'isehu, k'ma'isehu. And what is meant by the words, less than our iniquities deserve? That Ha'er, the true good, the true God, makes a man pay for these iniquities out of what comes into his possession. How? When a young man is so inflamed by lust that he deserves mavet, death, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What does the Holy One, blessed be He, do? But suspend the punishment of a young man until after he has taken a isha, a woman, a wife, and begotten sons. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Holy One, blessed be He, takes one of his sons instead of punishing the man himself for ha'chet, the sin, the ukri he committed. Now here in the Midrash, based on the last Midrash reference here concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, taking one of the man's sons instead of punishing Ha'ish, the man himself, for his chet, his chatiyat, his sin, his lack, his forfeiture that he committed. Here it pointed us, here we are pointing to the first song and the 49th reference note, where it says right here, should you say, but in the generation of flood, there were men less than 100 years old, and yet they perish. They too perish. I answer yes, because they were punished for the corruption of their fathers. And here's where the reference is made here, pointing to the first psalm and the Midrash note. For it is said, all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth, according to Bereishis, Genesis 6:12. So we went to the Midrash note here, and it says so clearly in the PE passage, in the PE passages that simple, that imply, quote, the children. There are passages that imply that children have to suffer for the sins, the ukeries, the lacks, the forfeiture of their parents, are explained by the Rebbeinat, the Memharan, the scholars of Torah, the rabbis, as referring to cases in that the children perpetuate the crimes of their fathers. At times, according to HaRebbeinat, to the rabbis, the Memharan, quote, little children seem to form almost a part of their father's selves and suffer on that account for the sins, the ukeries, the lacks, the forfeitures of their parents. So here is the reference, and there is a note to that. And in reality, we find that reasonment to be right and exact. And even in HaTorah, it says to the, you know, the third and the fourth generation that continues in the same ukaris, the same sin, the same forfeiture. So here, 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 with today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Beit, the 62nd psalm, going forward with a reasonment right here. Thus, like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, makes a man pay what is due him out of what a man comes to possess. Is there greater mercy, chesed, than this? Hence, here, 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 it is said, to the I, Adonai, belongeth mercy to, not unto, unto, undone, unclean, not to, to, also to, Ulika Adonai, chesed, also to the I, to the I, Lika Adonai, chesed, to the I, Adonai, belongeth mercy. Rav Nehemiah, however, had a different targum, interpretation of, thou, the I, renderest to every man according to his work. He had a different interpretation of, Kiata tishalem le'isha k'ma'aseu. What is meant by the words, k'ma'aseu? According to his work. This, say that a man considers committing a chet, a chatiyah, to sin an akari, but does not commit it. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, does not write it down against Shemo, against his name, unless he commits it. But if he considers doing a good deed and is prevented from doing it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, writes it down in his favor as though he had done it. From whose life can you learn this? From Dawid, from David. For he grievously desired to build a Heikal, a temple, a Beit Mikdash, a holy house. As it is said, even in Psalm 132, verses 1, verses 2a, 3a, and 5a, these verses from the 132nd Psalm that reads, Lord, remember to David all his grief, how he swore to the Lord, surely I will not come into the tent of my house until I find out a place for the Lord. And again, in 1 Chronicles 22 and 14, we read, now, behold, in my grief have I prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold. To this grief, Scripture refers also in the verse from 2 Samuel 7:1 that reads, and it came to pass when the king dwelt in Beito in his house, and the Lord Jehovah had given him rest from all his enemies round about. At that time, at that hour, as David was meditating in his heart, Bilibo, the building of HaHekal, the building of the temple, he said to Nathan HaNabi, to Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. Thereupon, Nathan HaNabi, Nathan the prophet, replied, if the thought that thou shouldest build him a house, a bait, had not come into the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, neither would it have come into thy, into the I heart, as is shown by the verse that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ordered me to write of thee, of the I, even in 1 Samuel 13:34, where it reads, the Lord hath sought him a man according to that which had come into his heart. Slicha. 1 Samuel 13:14. Typo there. Chapter 13, 1 Samuel 13:14, where it reads, but now thy kingdom shall not continue, being spoken to Shaul, and hear the words, the Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. Where atta mamlakitaka? And here's the part, lo takum, then it says, bikesh Yahuwah lau ish kia levavo, according to his own heart, that Jehovah, hear in Nathan's reply, that he who be we be ordered me to write of thee that Yahuwah had sought him a man according to that which had come into his heart, according to which had come into Bikesh Yahuwah lau isha kia levavo, that Yahuwah hath sought him a man after kia levavo, after his own heart, or according to that which had come into his own heart. Bikesh Yahuwah lau ish kia levavo. And at once, through Nathan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, made his thought known to David, as is said even in 2 Samuel 7:4-5, where it reads, and it came to pass the same night that the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt build me a house for me to dwell in. Here, reading the question as a statement. So here from 2 Samuel 7:4-5. And it came to pass, Vayehi Devara Yahuwah, Vayehi Devar Yahuwah El Natana Lemor, in the word, and it came to pass the same night that the word of He who be who He be came to Nathan, Vayehi Devar Yahuwah El Natana Lemor, Lek We Amarta Illa Avdei El David, Koh Amar Yahuwah, Ha Ata Tivne Li Bayita Li Shivati Li Shivti. Now, here, in 2 Samuel 7:4-5, often ones write this here as a question. And here the translator here in the English says, shall thou build me a house for me to dwell in? It says, go and tell David my servant, thus, like this saith Jehovah, Koh Amar Yahuwah, Koh, like this go say to Illa Abdi Illa Dawi, Illa Abdi Illa Dawi, to David my servant. Now it's pointed as a question here, but here we say Ha'ata, Ha'ata, the you, Ha'ata, Tivne li avayita li shivti. He's saying, as a question, you can read that into it, but it's not directly. It says, it could also be read, as we have here in the Midrash, that thou shall build me a house for me to dwell in. But another verse in First Chronicles, chapter 17, verse 4 reads, thou shalt not build me a house to dwell in. So when we read in the proper reading of 2 Samuel chapter 7, right, at verse 5, thou shalt build me a house to dwell in, ha'ata, ha'ata, tivne li, ba'ita, li shivti, for me to dwell in. You could read it as a question, but it's not any question marks in Hebrew. So the context here has a statement, but then 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 5 compared with a book written later on after return from the Babylonian captivity, 1 Chronicles 17 and 4, how can the two statements be maintained? Thus, like this, even though thy son Shlomo is to build Habayit, the house, it will be called by thy name. Even though Solomon was to build the house would be still called, would be called by Dawid's, by David's name. Now here we have Psalm 30, and we compare this here with Psalm 30 that begins with a song at the dedication, the Hanukkah of Habayit, the dedication of the Hanukkah of the house of Dawid. And so here, as we go forward right here in the Midrash of today's daily psalm, though David deserved to build Habayit, the prophet Nathan came and said to him, thou shalt not build a house to my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. This is First Chronicles chapter 22 and 8. When Dawid heard this, he was afraid, and he said, behold, I am unfit to build ha-hekal, to build the temple, the Beit Mikdash. According to Rav Yehuda Bar Eli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to David, be not afraid. By thy life, all the blood thou hast shed is no more to me than the blood of the hart or of the gazelle. Of that it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 15 to 16, it reads, the unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the gazelle and as of the hart. Only ye, y'all, shall not eat the blood. Thou shalt shed it upon the earth as water. That is, such blood may be freely shed. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Dawid, Atira, do not be afraid. By thy life, all the blood thou, the I, Ata, has shed is no more to me, no more to I, than the blood of the hart or of the gazelle. Of what is written in Devarim in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 15 to 16, the unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of the gazelle and as of the hart. Only ye, y'all, shall not eat the blood. Thou shalt shed it upon the earth as water. David asked Ha'el, the true good, the true God, asked Elohim, if this is so, why am I not allowed to build Ha'ekal, the temple? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, if thou build Ha'ekal, the temple, behold, it will stand and abide and never be destroyed. David said, but That is as it should be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He answered. It is revealed and known to me and known to I that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, the children of Israel will sin, will uck up. And then I shall cool the fire of my fury upon HaHekal, the temple, and destroy it. And only thus, like this, will the Bnei Yisrael, will the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, be saved. Of this destruction, it is written, even in Lamentations 2 and 4, He hath bent His bow like an enemy. In the tabernacle of the daughter of Zion, He hath poured out His fury like fire. Darak gashtoa k'oye mitzava yimin k'tzara vaya herokola machemadei ayin be'ohela batazion shafaka ka'esh chemato. He hath bent His bow like an enemy. Darak ashtoa k'oye, standing with His right hand as an adversary. Mitzaba yamino wa k'ar, and have slain all that were pleasant to the eye. Wayahiro kola machmade ayin, in the tent of the daughter of Zion. Be'ohela bata Zion, He has poured out His fury like fire. Shafak ka'esh chemato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, also said to David, even if thou art not to build HaHekal, the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the Holy House, nevertheless, since thou didst think to build it, I shall record it in thy name, as is said even in the 30th Psalm of David, Mizmor Lameid. It is said, a song at the dedication of the house of David, a song at the dedication, the livication of the house of David. Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDavid, a song, Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDavid, a song at the Chanukat, the dedication, livication, Habayit of the house, LeDavid of David. Scripture does not say the house of Shlomo, the house of Solomon, the house of Solomon, but the house of David. Habayit LeDavid, the house of David. Why? Lama. Because David thought, Belibo, in his heart, to build HaHekal, to build the temple. Thus, like this, we learn, I learn that when a man thinks of doing a good walk, a good work, even if he is prevented from doing it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, reckons it as though he had done it. And there, with that summary on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, and speaking of the righteous king, Karmawi, Nagus Nagesh, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, here. His autobiography, Hiwete Naya Ethiopia, Rinja, My Life in Ethiopia's Progress. Here in the introduction, like the closing of the Midrash on Psalm 62, where it reads, thus we learn that when a man thinks of doing a good work, even if he is prevented from doing it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, reckons it as though he had done it. Here in the introduction of the autobiography, book one of Karmawi Nagus Neges, His Imperial Majesty, Karmawi Haile Selassie, the King Messiah, Moshiach Ben David. Here he says, whatever the task may be, man may begin it, but he cannot complete it unless God sustains and supports him. If he fails to accomplish the task on which he has set out, having worked to the best of his ability, he is not to be maligned by being called lazy. So here, opening sentence or two in the introduction of book one of Karmawi Nagus Neges, His Imperial Majesty, the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, Melech HaMoshiach. He says, thus, like this, we ourselves, by virtue of our descent from the Queen of Sheba and Nagus Selaman, King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, ever since we accepted in trust in 1909, that would be 1916, first the regency of the Ethiopian realm and later the imperial dignity right up to the present, we have set out to the best of our ability to improve gradually internal administration by introducing into the country Western modes of civilization through which our people may attain a higher level. Hence, here our conscience does not rebuke us, but the opening words, whatever the task may be, man may begin it, but he cannot complete it. So here from the greater David, the greater son, we have this word of the Holy One. If he fails to accomplish a task on which he has set out, having worked to the best of his ability, he is not to be maligned by being called lazy. Thus we learn that when a man thinks of doing a good work, even if he is prevented from doing it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, Kedusu Yetabarekano, blessed be he, reckons it as though he had done it. Yadon.